A group that criticizes violent video games heaps praise on the game industry. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The annual Video Game Report Card came out this week. It's the 13th year for the influential report from the National Institute on Media and the Family, which has consistently criticized the violent nature of some games and retailers and parents for allowing children to play the games. This year, the Institute gives good grades, saying game makers and retailers are taking effective measures to limit children's exposure to violent games. The report comes on the heels of recent studies suggesting that video games, sometimes even violent ones, can have positive effects on learning, social development, and technology literacy. I asked the Institute's director, David Walsh, how he would feel if he turned out to be wrong about violent games affecting children negatively.
I don't think that when any parent looks at the content of the games that we say don't belong in the hands of kids, I don't find any parents disagreeing with that. You know, the impact of games is, you know, there's a lot of research out there. Not all of it's consistent, which is true practically in every field, whether we're talking about, you know, whether we're talking about heart disease or video games. But I think that there is a fairly a strong body of evidence, particularly when you talk to parents, as I do on a regular basis, about how, you know, they really start to see the impact of games and how, you know, how their kids literally behave.
That's all anecdotal stuff, though.
That's anecdotal, but when you combine that with some of the research that shows that it does affect kids' attitudes, and then some of the research that came out this year where you really start to see kids who play a lot of violent video games really start to show a lot more aggression in the real world. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to become criminals, and no one ever, I've never claimed that.
I'm wondering if an unintended consequence of your campaign against violent games is that people who listen to you tend to think that overall video games are bad for kids. They socially isolate kids. They negatively affect their development. I think that a lot of people just sort of paint all sort of video games and computer games with a broad brush and say they're bad for kids.
If we were anti-video game, we wouldn't be recommending games year after year as we have for 13 years. We've consistently said that video games can be a very, very positive and fun part of a kid's media diet. But we do have to watch out for which games kids play to make sure that they're age appropriate and how much time they're playing them.
What is the most persuasive research that you can point listeners to which suggests that repeated exposure and playing of violent video games has negative effects?
I think some of the most persuasive research is some of the newer, more brain-based research. There isn't a lot of it, but some of it's been done in Japan, some of it's been done here in the United States. And when you take a look at some of the brain-based research showing that it activates the aggression centers of the brain and deactivates the impulse control centers, to my mind, some of the most impressive research. And I think in any research field, John, what's important is to take a look at the entire body of research. There is no such thing as the perfect study.
David Walsh is director of the Minneapolis-based National Institute on Media and the Family. After our interview, Walsh sent over a list of studies he finds persuasive. We've posted them at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.